just after 5 o'clock Central European time and a very warm welcome to day three of the 12th IAAF World Championships in Athletics here in Berlin. The time has come for the women's 100 metres semi-finals. Two semi-finals due to get underway. Let's go across to Garfield Samuels.
Thank you very much. And lane one is Ayana Hutchinson, third place in the Trinidad Athletics Championships this year. She was fourth of the CAC Championships. In two is Verena Saylor of Germany, 2007 European Under-23 champion. In three, it's Debbie Ferguson-McKenzie, a 33-year-old who has contested sprints in both 100 and 200 in three successive Olympics. In four, it's Karen Stewart, the Olympic silver medalist. And in five is Lauren Williams, the 2005 champion from the USA. In six, it's Shelly-Ann Fraser, the Olympic champion from Jamaica. In seven, Kellyanne Baptiste of Trinidad and Tobago. And in eight is Taisha Harrigan of the British Virgin Islands. They're settled in their blocks. Sent off, first time of asking, a bullet start there for the Jamaican. That's Fraser. Fraser comes through, she's leading. Fraser on the inside, though, it's Kerrion Stewart. But Fraser will win it ahead of Stewart. Third spot, Lauren Williams dip. Will she get it? 10.80 seconds, the unofficial time for the Olympic champion, who is showing that she certainly has the stuff, the right stuff, to win the title here at the World Championships. 10.79 winning time for Shelly-Ann Fraser from the first semifinal heat. Who's going to be the one here to take this event? Well, the main ones will be Veronica Campbell-Brown from Jamaica in three, Carmelita Jeter from the U.S. in four, Chandra Stirrup, the 37-year-old who runs in lane five, and it could be close between, in my opinion, Aileen Bailey, Samoy Hackett, and Mooney Lee for that fourth and final spot. Off and running, first time of asking, and a Stirrup, I think, probably had a faster start. She looks very good, but Jeter is leading. Campbell Brown is struggling in second, and is coming through Stirrup. But will Campbell Brown get that second position? She gets it just behind Jeter. 10.84 the winning time for Jeter. Third spot there goes to Stirrup, and a good run it was from Jeter, who wins in 10.84, and she is looking pretty good for the final.
There are three semi-finals in the women's 800 metres, and Garfield, if you can go through the lineup for heat one.
The ones the men wants to watch here will definitely be Simpson along with Savanova. Kalita Yud, who is an experienced athlete from Cuba, is also in this event as well. It's going to be the top two and the two fastest times from all three heats that move on to the final. So with 200 meters remaining, it's still Yulia Krebsen of the Ukraine with a lead by some 6 meters now. We're looking at Ben Hasse, who is trying to close the gap desperately. Back in third, it's the Russian Salvinova into the straightaway almost. It's cutting the lead though, it's Ben Hasse. Krebsen, can she hold on? The lead is by about 4 meters now, and cutting it with every stride is Ben Hasse. Also running on strong is Salvinova from Russia. Salvinova, and Salvinova takes the lead. Will Salvinova be able to hold on? Away from Krebsen, Savinova wins it. Or does she? Just slightly looks to be over Krebsen. 1 minute 59.31, the unofficial time. It's very close between those two, Savinova and Krebsen. Ben Hasse looked like she's run on for third.
So the first semi-final in the women's 800 metres is over. Two to go. Garfield, if you can talk us through the lineup then for heat two.
So the lineup for heat two sees Marion Burnett of Guyana. In just on her outside will be Halima Haklov, Tetiana Peteljok of the Ukraine. Then the athlete of the season is the South African 18-year-old Castor Semenya. She runs just outside of Peteljok. Then we have Svetlana from Russia. In six will be Jennifer Meadows of Great Britain. Janet Kusgai from Kenya stands in seven. And she has Hazel Clark in the same lane with her. And we have Lucia Klokova of Slovakia in lane eight. Those are the athletes as they make their way into the straightaway. And Phil, this is going to be a cracker with these two up front, Jep Kosgei and the South African Semenya.
180 meters to go. Semenya now is starting to go through the gears, accelerating very hard. And she's now put a meter between herself, Jep Kosgei coming through to second, Peteljok in third. And Semenya now, she looks as though she's tiring slightly, but so are the rest of the field. She's doing her best. Now Jepkoskaya is coming through with a storming run. Semenya has a metre, 2 metres lead, but Jepkoskaya is trying to accelerate, catch up with her, and a fantastic finish from the young Briton Jennifer Meadows. I think it's first Semenya, second Jepkoskaya, but we'll have to wait and see. But a very good run indeed in third place from Jennifer Meadows, which may be good enough to get her through to the final.
Yes, Semenya certainly took that event out pretty convincingly, winning in 1 minute 58.66 seconds ahead of Jennifer Meadows of Great Britain, 1 minute 59.45. So just as Phil described there, Meadows just slipping in ahead of Janet Jepkosgei of Kenya. Jepkosgei finishing third, 1 minute 59.47 seconds. So the defending champion here having to wait to see what will happen.
I've got with me Jennifer Meadows. Terrific second place in that semi-final of the 800 metres. You came down that home straight down like a train.
I know, I was really angry with myself. I made a little bit of a pig's ear of it, to be honest. I'm in really good shape. I made it really difficult for myself down out there. Ran in the back of people, tried to get round, I couldn't. Ran the last bend really wide because I felt so strong. Really, with 100 to go, I thought I'd finish third. Keep running in case I've got a fastest loser spot. And I just never gave up. And, you know, a couple of metres to go, I just could tell I was going to get into second, and absolutely delighted.
Let's go back to the final, semi-final in the women's 800 metres.
So here we are, we're coming up with 250 metres to go. Again, it's Alizma Kuzma-Piccioni. Tracking her in her wake is Marilyn Okoro, having the race of her life, and then coming through quite strongly just behind her, Pamela Jalimo. No longer.
Seems that Pamela Jalimo has pulled out. Real dramatic stuff here.
Yes, and up front, it's the Italian. That's Alice Cosma Piccioni, who is leading ahead of Okoro. Back in third spot now, running on is Roskowska. But winning though, it's the Italian in 2 minutes, 0.64 seconds ahead of Okoro. Good run indeed. And as you mentioned earlier,
Such a sad sight to see. I have to see. They've gone through the bell and everything looked like it was going to plan for Pamela Jalimo. She hit the back straight and just before the 200 metre mark, she just seemed to come to a stationary stop. She just stood on the track, couldn't move her legs anymore. She walked to the side and collapsed on the floor.
But we always knew it was going to be a thrilling conclusion to the men's hammer throw final, and rightly so. And I tell you what, Primož Kozmus in absolutely scintillating form. And I really do think that we should look and follow the conclusion of the men's hammer throw to see who will take that top spot.
Yes, because in the circle now is Zelkowski. He knows he's capable of taking that top spot. He needs to get over 80 metres and 15 centimetres. That's the lead at the moment, held by the Olympic champion, Primož. He's spinning, and he's let the implement fly. Is it going to be far enough? Is it going to be over 80 metres? And no, it's come down short. And that means Primož Kozmus has been crowned world champion to add to his Olympic title. He'll be over the moon, Kozmus. He was Slovenia's first Olympic champion in athletics, in any event. Now he's added the world title to that. He's not even celebrating yet. He's just very calm, which means I think he's going to go in and take his last throw. But for sure, now the arms go up. Now he punches the air. Now he turns to his supporters just behind him and says thank you. But he's not going to let it go there. He's slowly walking to the circle to take his last throw. But for sure, Primož Kozmus is certainly world champion in the men's hammer.
You're listening to IAAF Radio. It's the turn of the men in the 1500 metres semi-final. The first heat over to Garfield Samuels.
And it's Lalu who is trying to catch, or at least is almost stride for stride now, with the Frenchman. That's Mehdi Bala. So Mehdi Bala slips into second as up front, Lalu takes over. Lalu runs towards the line and wins it ahead of Lamong. Third spot goes to, it looks to be Bala ahead of Lagat.
Let's turn our attention to the semi-final, the number two heat in the men's 1500 metres. Lots of names to watch out for, especially the Kenyan's Augustine Shoge. He's in action in this one, and Asbel Kiprop as well. Over to Garfield Samuels.
So we're just over 200 metres remaining. A sprint is now developing. is going to be an interesting one, because we are seeing fighting now. Igerda is still with the lead. Shoge is fighting on in second position. Then back in third, we're still seeing Manzano and Mekonnen up there. So let's see who will win this one as they run towards the line now. On the inside, running through. Very tall, lanky figure. Easing to the line now. Does he take it? He wins it. 3 minutes, 36.25 seconds. The tall figure there, just coming through to win. And that was Kiprop from Kenya.
I've got with me Asbel Kiprop, winner of that second semi-final. Terrific race, but you were very rarely in the lead until that final 20 meters. Was those your tactics?
No, it wasn't my tactics. My goal was to make to the finals, which I think I'm happy with. Yes.
Now, how do you feel ahead of the final?
Well, I expect a very stiff competition, especially from Amin Lalou of Morocco, the 800-meter runner, as well as Agustin Jogge and the rest of the fellows who made the finals. Not easy at least.
Let's go to the track, because it's the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase final.
They've got three barriers to go. They're coming up to the 250-meter point with Zardeneva, Marta Dominguez. They're over the barrier. Most of the main contenders are over the barrier. There's four women in contention for the medals. It's Zardeneva, Marta Dominguez, Galkina Samitova, and Kip Kemoy. Those four are going to decide the medals, I'm fairly sure. Yes, Zardeneva's over the water jump. Dominguez does a very good water jump indeed. Samitova in third still. Now they're coming into the final straight. 100 metres to go, one barrier to go. And Marta Dominguez is hitting the front. She's going past Zardeneva. She's sprinting for the line. That speed that took her to the 5,000 metres European title is going to take her to her very first world title. She whips off her headband. 9 minutes, 7.33 seconds unofficially.
Yelena, it's Dominguez. Isabayeva is about to take her last attempt at 4 metres 80. Just out of the competition. This is the biggest shock at the 2009 World Athletics Championships you could ever imagine. This is like Usain Bolt losing to Asafa Powell. This would be like Jessica Rennis falling in the 800 metres. This woman came into the championships. She was twice Olympic champion. She was twice world champion. She will finish this competition in last place. She hasn't even made a mark. It's an awful way for this young Russian to go out, but here tonight there has been a changing of the guard. Yelena Isinbayeva is no longer queen of the pole vault.
Yelena, I know you're disappointed. I can see tears in your eyes. What happened out there?
I don't know what happens. This is hard scenes, because I don't know. If I knew really particular problem, I could explain you why I lost today, why I couldn't jump even for 75. But I don't have any particular problems. Everything was ready for the victory. I was in perfect shape, 100% shape. I did hard work and form maybe for World Championship. I sacrificed a lot. But something happens. I don't know. It's time, I think. Just time to lose, maybe.
11 days before you go to Zurich, to the UEFA Golden League meeting there, can you tell us how you think you might be doing, what you might be doing at that time?
Well, I could say that this World Championships was like vacation for me, because, you know, I did only three jumps. I mean, four with qualification. And of course, I'm looking forward to Zurich. And I'll prove again who is the best in the pole vault. But of course, it would be hard to recover, but I will.
Thanks for taking your time to talk to us.
And she's a wonderful athlete. And believe you me, she will bounce back. Let's get the conclusion of the men's 10,000 metres final.
At 300 metres to go, Kenan Ishibakele has swung around the shoulder of Zerasinai Tedessa, and he's heading for home. He's put 8, 9, 10 metres between him and his trailing neighbour from Eritrea, Tedessa. He's increasing the pace with every stride. He's coming up to 200 metres to go, and he's still pumping his arms furiously. He's been accused in the past of easing off when he knows he's got the gold medal in the bag, but he knows that Zerasinai Tedessa is a very formidable opponent. He's coming in 100 metres to go, and he's heading for home. He equals the record of his compatriot Haile Gebrselassie. That legendary man won four gold medals in the past, and very soon, in seconds, he's crossing the line. It's a fourth gold medal to Kenan Ishibakele. Unofficially, a new championship record of 26 minutes, 45.11 seconds.
Coming up to half past nine. Plenty of excitement. And I have to say, whew, countdown begins for the women's 100 metres final.
Aileen Bailey from Jamaica in one. Ferguson McKenzie in two from the Bahamas. Then it's Fraser from Jamaica. Stewart, Jeter, Campbell Brown, Storup, and Williams. Sent off the first time of asking, and coming out well was Sturup. On the inside though, it's Fraser who has the lead. Fraser leads them now. Coming out strong is Kerrion Stewart, but can she catch her? Running towards the line, it's a dip. It is Fraser who wins gold. She adds the world championship title to her collection. So she's not only Olympic champion, but also world champion. And what a fine run. 10.74 seconds for Fraser. A new personal best for her as she edged out a fast finishing Kerrion Stewart. Gold and silver to the Jamaicans. And they are being hugged now by Aileen Bailey, who joins them. And what a performance. They were able to keep the Americans out as far as the gold and silver. And what a performance. Shelly-Ann Fraser is the world champion of the 100 meters for women.